In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Good afternoon, Steve Newell.
Isn't it just?
Just.
Just. Isn't it just? coming in with a little bit more health, energy, good times than last week.
Same.
Which was a very...
Mine was fast.
Mine was... Took a little while, but I do feel a slight apology to anyone that...
used the yellow mic after to, you.
Yeah. Actually, has it been cleaned since then at all?
Probably not. No, but you're immune to your own situation.
Yeah, it's good, but it does suggest what situations are prevalent. Last week, I couldn't think about anything that required brains, which is a bit of a problem. So we talked about pretty vacuous film and some factoids that were a bit buzzy, but didn't really require too much solid thought. And I do want to issue an apology. Not one that was exacted from me, but I feel I might have done a disservice to a couple of films out last week, namely Beast and Stray, which is a 5-star New Zealand drama. But honestly, I couldn't countenance the idea of sitting in a slow-moving film.
Did you get told off in public?
No.
It sounds like you've been told off in public.
No, I just felt bad. I just felt bad when I reflected.
I want to listen back to this to last week's podcast.
I reflected on what I'd done did, and what I'd done did was not be interested in anything slow and cerebral. And
right.
Just, yeah, so...
If you haven't seen it, don't talk about it. That's probably the best...
Basically, well,
that's
too.
The safest thing
yeah,
to...
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about some more serious matters this week, eh?
Okey-doke. Mm.
Like serious matters like... bloody saw drills that drill into the side of someone's head, and while the drill's drilling into the head, there's also like a circular bit that's going to like grab their skull and rip it out.
Hands on the wheel, everyone. Hands on the wheel.
We'll talk about like a rack which is just going to stretch you out and maybe like crush your fingers a bit.
Is there another Saw movie out?
It really does sound like it, doesn't it? This is a film coming to Netflix this weekend called Apostle. All that stuff that I just said would sort of appeal to like a subset of people that like gruesome things, but really what got me excited about this film is that it's the newie from Gareth Evans, who's the director of The Raid and The Raid 2, which were superlative Indonesian action movies. He's a Welshman who lived in Indonesia for a good spell, but Apostles... really quite in the vein of a Saw meets The Wicker Man or Witchfinder General. Those kind of like spooky British occult creep fests of yesteryear.
Do you know what? I think my problem, I don't know about this movie, but when it's kind of like a movie like this, it's something about like the style of it always seems a little bit like cheesy or something. Sometimes when they're done, I don't know if it's to do with like just the aesthetics of the movie or just how it looks like the grading or some crap
like
that.
You mean you think it looks like a Marilyn Manson video?
Yeah, it's just so naff. And is that where we are on this one? What do you think?
Yeah, no, there's not.
Do you know what I mean?
There's no sort of like focus pulls and camera shaking and like creepy, jerky jerky movements. It's mostly just a slow burn punctuated by these more sort of literally torturous scenes. But yeah, it's sort of in the vein of like, the gist of it is, it's a cult movie, a religious cult movie set on a small island.
Sweet.
The protagonist goes there to find his sister who's been abducted by said religious cult. And he gets there and it's like a little village. It's sort of like maybe turn of the 20th century. So we're talking like...
I like cult
We're talking
stuff.
Like dirt... dirt and wooden buildings and uncomfortable looking clothes and praying and
what's the cult's main buzz?
Oh, just God in that, eh?
Okay.
But it's led
is
by...
Is there a leader?
Yeah, it's kind of there's your typical sort of charismatic culty leader played here by Michael Sheen the chap going to the island to rescue his sister is Dan Stevens, who you gentlemen as aficionados of Downton Abbey would be very familiar with, the character Matthew Crawley, relation. He's also the lead in The Guest, which is a highly recommended thriller. Maybe the TV show Legion. I don't know. You've probably seen the chat before. I'm sure you go, oh, that guy, when you watch it.
That's what I sound like as well.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. It's contagious, isn't it? We just started adopting each other's characteristics. First we're sick, now we're talking like each other.
I too have a black T-shirt.
Shit. So that's your setup. It's got one or two surprises up its sleeve. It's really, really awesome to see someone that's made their name in one particular genre of film tackle another. And being a Netflix film, it's a real goodie. Goodie for the weekend. It's out on the 12th, so just in time for weekend viewing.
Excellent. Excellent. Short and sweet. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, while I've actually got your attention there, one other thing of interest this week is a whole bunch of film terms just got added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you kind of, like, every few months with your story, like, oh, LOL has been added to the dictionary. Yeah, yeah, wow, yeah. That's fucking great.
Jumping the queue kind of thing.
Yeah. But today they've added, a thematic bunch of 100 film terms.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
Which is quite interesting. Some of them are the things you'd expect, but now we've got dictionary definitions for things like Spielbergian or Tarantino-esque.
Is flicks in there?
It might already be in there, but I was surprised. There were a couple of things that I thought would be in the dictionary. I would have thought cinematography would already be in the dictionary, and I would have thought stoner would already be in the dictionary.
Right,
but
right.
Maybe this is just about the filmic context of stoner. Maybe someone that already, you know, maybe someone that carries stones or prepares stones for retail is already in there as a definition. But heaven knows you that there's some interesting ones there. X-rated is now in the dictionary.
Long time coming on that.
Do people still say that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it'll come back.
Okay. Well, now it's in the dictionary.
Yeah, because we all read the dictionary for. Yeah.
All right.
Hey good chats.
Hey,
Watch Apostle, it's on Netflix this weekend. Maybe we'll talk about something that's actually at the movies next week.
Sounds good.
Oh, I want to see A Star Is Born tonight, so we can talk about that.
Yes, here we go. Highly anticipated.
Dust off your Lady Gaga CDs for next week.
Is it a musical? Would you consider it a musical?
Don't know yet. We'll find out. I reckon a musical probably has songs as narrative driving devices.
What was the one with the dude in it?
As opposed to just being
that was
a movie that has songs in it that are performed by the characters.
Have you seen the one with Jeff Bridges? He plays like a cowboy and he's kind of a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah. Is that Crazy Heart?
Crazy Horse or something? No, that's the band.
That is a good eh? He's a good country singer.
My mind wants to compare this Lady Gaga one to kind of that one.
Yeah,
it wasn't a musical, but it was like there was some okay songs in there and it was not a bad time.
Fingers crossed.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.